Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this next segment is going to be kind of a little difficult to talk about because I was shocked when I heard this. So I was out with a friend, went to dinner, and they went to the bathroom, and I overheard a conversation. I shouldn't be eavesdropping, but I guess it had to do with the stimulus package and the bill where farmers who are Native American, Black, non-white farmers will be able to get some assistance in this coronavirus package or in the stimulus package. And so the two people were talking, and one sounded conservative and one sounded liberal. But what the liberal was saying was a little concerning to me with the way they approached how, I guess, they look at people. So the other person who sounded a little bit more conservative was saying, okay, so wait a second, you know, don't we want to treat everybody equally? And the person's like, no, you don't understand, you know, because, you know, there are people that are disadvantaged. And them being disadvantaged they need to have, I guess, assistance. So then it just expands to colleges, it expands to, and it's other arenas, and I don't remember the full conversation, but it starts to turn to, well, which people are not disadvantaged? Who do you define as somebody that doesn't need help? So the person said white man. Okay. Well, what if they're disabled? No, if they have something wrong with them, no. Then they need the help. Okay. What if they're gay? No. If they have something wrong with them, and I'm thinking myself, well, somebody gay doesn't have anything wrong with them. What? And you start to hear them talking. And the way this person was describing those individuals who need government help, they were using terminology that's kind of racist. Very racist and homophobic. And so in an attempt... And maybe they were inadvertently, maybe they didn't mean to be homophobic, or, you know, maybe they were trying to make a point using wrong with them. But to me, that's pretty blatant, because what you're saying is if somebody isn't white, this person was saying, quote, there's something wrong with them. Now, where is this coming from? I thought everybody's supposed to be treated equal. And we're created equal, treated equally. And I hear, and this isn't the first time, where if you weren't born white, you are at a disadvantage. You're disadvantaged. You are in a certain class of advantage versus disadvantage. And I'm like, well, wait a second. So you're now saying, if somebody isn't white, then they are, you're discriminating. You're being racist when you say that. And we're starting to see, you know, a lot of policies change, just like with the farmer, we'll talk about the farm bill, where we're almost becoming, just based on, okay, if this is the color of your skin, if this is who you are, then you need help. You need us to rescue you. Why are we doing this whole dominance, rescue, victim sort of thing? In essence, we are now degrading and we are putting people in a position that appears inferior to another demographic. And when people say the country's becoming racist, or the country's racist. If this keeps up, yes, we are accusing somebody who isn't, who is disabled or isn't white or isn't heterosexual in a class that needs help. And where did that come from? Where did that terminology come from? Where did that language come from? And I heard it, and I know this was just one person speaking, but they were saying a very similar narrative of, we need to help these people. And these people have an issue that, a challenge that a white person may not have. Then I think the person asked, well, what if somebody has a Latina mother? Oh, well, then they're not white, so they're okay. What if they have, what if they're one quarter African American? Oh, then that's okay. So is now everybody going to 23andMe, or, I mean, is everybody going to try to find their genetic roots to prove that they aren't 100% white? Because if they are 100% white, they are going to be considered in a class that, you know, it's just, I don't like this conversation. I see where it's going, and it bothers me. You know, we have a lot of people in this world who are gay. And to hear, no, anybody that has anything different or wrong, that is not the terminology we use. We're all who we are. If we're gay, if we're straight, if we're black, if we're Hispanic, if we're white, if we're mixed race, you know, we actually started to progress on some level of not having these taboos of, you know, interracial marriages and gay marriage and all that. We were finally reaching a point where we were like, look, okay, this is who we are, and this is what makes us beautiful, and stop these stereotypes and these confining archaic rules. And we're starting to reverse that. I'm hearing that some schools are saying, look, because we have these students that are feeling uncomfortable around white people, no white people can be in this particular classroom. When did we start segregating? Why are we doing that? Why are we saying that certain groups are victims? You know, same thing with women. Kamala Harris, I always thought was going to probably be the first female president, especially when I saw the early primary. And what ruined it for her, in a way, was when Joe Biden said, I'm going to pick a female. Almost like he had to declare it. And so now, you know, if she does become president, was it because Joe Biden had to make it happen, or was it on her own volition? So I think we really need to be careful with our conversations, because we are becoming more racist. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dr. Dolly is show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly is Show. So, making headlines is a Wisconsin dairy farmer with 2 prosthetic legs is now suing the Biden administration because of the loan forgiveness program in Biden's COVID-19 stimulus package excludes him because he's white. Adam Faust is a plaintiff in the suit, and he filed in federal court in Green Bay last week. Non-white farmers are eligible for the program. White farmers are not. And Faust has 2 prosthetic legs. So I don't know if this was the case that couple was talking about or somebody had a relative who was a farmer. But, you know, here's an example of where, you know, we really need to rethink how we're going to fight racism, because you can't fight racism by being racist or, you know, discriminating. Well, yeah, but we're discriminating against whites. Well, that, no, if you want to fight racism, there has to be no discrimination. No, because once there's an element of discrimination, then that template is there. That platform is there, and anybody could then use it. So a dairy farmer in Wisconsin is physically disabled. He sued the Biden administration over this COVID relief program that excludes him based on him being white. He runs a herd of 140 Holsteins on his family farm in Chilton, and he did join other plaintiffs in the lawsuit filed last week in Green Bay, alleging that the loan forgiveness program illegally discriminates against them. At issue is a $4 billion program within Biden's administration's COVID-19 stimulus plan that will forgive loans for farmers and ranchers who are black, Native American, Hispanic, or Asian, but not those who are white. He said, it's just out and out racist, quote. He said, I really don't think there should be racism allowed in the federal government at any level. Now, he was born with spina bifida. It's a rare birth defect. And his leg was amputated after a farm accident later in life resulted in an infection. Then his other leg had to be amputated due to complications from diabetes. So he now uses two prosthetic legs. So he appeared in an interview on Fox News and argued that it was unfair to create racial criteria for participation in the relief program. He said, I mean, racism against anybody is wrong. He said, we can't have a government picking and choosing who they're going to give any program to based solely on the color of their skin. Everything that we have learned growing up is racism is wrong. Now, all of a sudden, the federal government seems to think that racism is acceptable in certain ways. Now, I did find that ruling that plan a little bit of a shock, because the federal government, through the, I believe, the Civil Rights Act, through so many different bills and laws and decrees, you are not allowed to be discriminated against for anything. For your sex, for your creed, for your gender, for your religion. And so it's very frustrating for people as we're looking at schools and, you know, filling, you know, medical schools and college and relief packages. And, you know, somebody had asked, well, then what's the answer? How do you help those who are underserved? Well, that there's the issue right there. Why are people being underserved? Which underserved communities are underserved and why? Who is having less access to food? Who is having less access to law enforcement and protection? Who is having more, you know, interactions, fatal interactions with the law? Who is having less access to schooling and education? Who is having less access to opportunities? If there is a disparity, that has to be addressed. But looking at farmland and the farmers who took a huge hit with COVID, a huge hit, and saying, okay, what are you? Are you white, black, Hispanic, Native American? Whites over here. Blacks over here. I thought we stopped that after the 1960s and the Civil Rights Act. I thought we stopped that. He says, I mean, look, we fought a civil war. We had a lengthy civil rights movement to acknowledge a principle that was in our founding documents, that we are all to be created, treated as individuals. And this is really disturbing mood we have about equity instead of equality of opportunity will not end well. So he's joining the lawsuit to challenge the program, including farmers from Wisconsin, Minnesota, South Dakota, and Ohio. And the suit contends that excluding white farmers from the program amounts to a violation of the plaintiff's constitutional rights. They say were plaintiffs eligible for the loan forgiveness benefit, they would have had the opportunity to make additional investments in the property, expand their farms, purchase equipment and supplies, and otherwise support their families and local communities. They say because plaintiffs are ineligible to even apply for the program solely due to their race, they have been denied the equal protection of the law and therefore suffered harm. Now, the U.S. Department of Agriculture issued a statement that it was reviewing the lawsuit within the U.S. Department of Justice, but that the USDA plans to continue to offer loan forgiveness to socially disadvantaged farmers. Attorneys for the conservative Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty filed the action on the farmer's behalf in federal court in Green Bay. The filing seeks a court order prohibiting the USDA from applying racial classifications when determining eligibility for loan modifications and payments under the stimulus plan. Now, why did this come about? Well, according to Daily Mail, non-white farmers have maintained for decades that they have been unfairly denied farm loans and other government assistance. Again, not acceptable. We should not be, none of this should be happening. Based on the color of your skin, there should not be denials. The USDA in 1999 and 2010 settled lawsuits from black farmers accusing the agency of discriminating against them. Less than 2% of direct loans from the Trump administration, they said, went to black farmers. They said 1.3% of the farmers in the country are black. They said some black farmers have criticized Biden's agricultural secretary, Tom Vilsack, for failing to address a backlog of discrimination complaints and failing to hire minorities for high-level positions. So another issue I have with the generalized decree of, okay, you know what, we'll just, you know, if you're non-white, let's just, whatever you want, you get. The problem with that is they aren't addressing then the discrimination that looks like does exist for black farmers. I mean, if they were, if there's a backlog of discrimination complaints, then why aren't those being addressed? Is this the way the government is trying to just kind of get out of addressing the complaints? Going, this is what we're going to do. All right, we'll just give you guys loan money, COVID money. You don't buy if there is racism, if there are issues that need to be addressed, you address the issues. You don't try to buy people off. So we have obviously a imperfect system, and for them to try to not correct it, but try to change the narrative or look like they're being anti-racist, they end up being more racist. So Biden's $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan earmarked $4 billion in debt for socially disadvantaged farmers and ranchers, focusing on a group whose members have been subjected to racial or ethnic prejudice. So the debt relief aims to provide relief to agricultural producers of color, they say, who have experienced racial discrimination from federal lenders in the past. The denial of loans to farmers of color by the USDA, they say, has been a long history. I don't know how they got away with it. I don't know how the USDA got away with that. An investigation previously found that black farmers lost more than 90% of the land they owned between 1910 and 1997. White farmers lost 2%. So the new legislation wants to forgive billions of dollars of debt to the black farming community and farmers of color to try to address the years of discrimination and stop the decline of black farmers. So, again, if there's a problem in the USDA, you have to fix that. You know, another issue that a lot of us have is a lot of us have a variety of races. We are mixed race. Many. So you see people say, yeah, I'm Hispanic. I go, oh, really? Oh, I didn't know that about you. Yeah, my great-grandfather. Oh, okay, that's great. Yeah, and you know, you can identify with however you want to identify. That is who we are. But what is the cutoff? Is the government going to have you prove your genetics? If you want to be, let's say, German, and you want to change the decor of your home and change your diet and your music, does that make you German? So it's, unfortunately, it really starts to confuse the situation, and it doesn't sound like they're addressing the inherent racism that might be present for farmers to begin with. 1-877, Doc Valley.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas Democrat Henry Cuellar, who has been critical of the White House's immigration policies, said that recent photos from border facilities in southern Texas are misleading. Cuellar is suggesting the Department of Homeland Security agency that operates the Border Patrol facilities is falsely creating the impression that the facility in Donna, Texas, has been cleared of unaccompanied children. However, he says those kids have just been moved to another nearby facility that's being operated by the Department of Health and Human Services. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is making it clear the United States stands with Ukraine against any Russian aggression.
Our commitment to Ukraine's independence, its territorial integrity, its sovereignty, we stand with them.
Biden speaking there on NBC News, and you're listening to USA Radio News. After the death of a child and dozens of injuries, the Consumer Product Safety Commission has announced Peloton has finally agreed to recall about 125,000 of its treadmills.
After first declaring the $4,200 treadmills were safe, as long as all warnings and safety instructions were followed, Peloton has now agreed to the full recall. Joe Mardiak is with the Consumer Product Safety Commission.
Ever since we heard about the incidents and the child death, we have been actively looking at it and talking to Peloton about a recall of the product. They would not agree to it early on, and that's why we put a warning out to the public about it. At that point, we only had 39 incidents. Since that time, in just barely 2 weeks, the number has almost doubled to over 70.
Peloton is also offering a full refund to those who purchased the treadmill. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a quarter of the new coronavirus cases, according to Colorado, occurred in kids and teens through the age of 19. It looks like we are seeing, and we have been suspecting this, that we are seeing a shift with coronavirus, and it's starting to hit the younger population. Now, they say the 26.36% of new cases that occurred under 19-year-olds is the greatest amount seen since September 2020, when the bracket accounted for 26.92% of new cases. They say the trend of new cases in younger age groups is not unlike those seen in other parts of the country. as greater numbers of older age brackets are becoming fully vaccinated. I think we have close to 80% of our seniors vaccinated. The FDA is expected to issue a decision in the coming days on Pfizer's request to expand the current emergency use authorization granted to allow Pfizer's vaccine to be given to teenagers between the 12 and 15 years. Right now, Pfizer can be used in 16-year-olds on up. Moderna and Johnson & Johnson, they still have to be 18. But Pfizer, if they get approval, then they can start giving them to middle school students. They say, we already have a vaccine clinic being set up for ages 16 to 21 next weekend. That's according to Dr. Reginald Washington, chief medical officer at Rocky Mountain Hospital for Children in Denver. He says it'll be a simpler matter of extending that down to 12 to 21 at our hospital. So how many cases are being reported in children? Right now we have 3.7 million cases, representing 13.8% of illnesses in the U.S. 16 states have reported over 100,000 cases in kids. Colorado has had at least 13 coronavirus deaths involving kids. The death rate in kids, thank God, is lower. But we are worried that we might see that change. Experts, including CDC Director Dr. Michelle Walensky, said the emerging variants, as well as clusters tied to extracurricular youth sports, have contributed to the rise in cases among kids. The agency has faced increased criticism over its summer camp guidelines. They want mask wearing and social distancing among youth while outdoors. She said Wednesday that the FDA does move to authorize a vaccine for 12 to 15-year-olds, and the teens are vaccinated before attending summer camp. They can then take their masks off while outdoors. Remember, you can have your mask off outdoors if you are around vaccinated people and you're, if you're unvaccinated, you're around vaccinated people, you can be outdoors if it's a small setting. If you're vaccinated, you can be outdoors among others without a mask, unless it's a concert or a big rally or something like that. So, they say what we're really trying to avoid in this camp guidance is what we saw in outbreaks in camps last summer. She said, so if you have 5 10-year-olds who are on a soccer field, all in front of the same soccer ball, we're trying to make sure that there are not a lot of heavy breathing around a singular soccer ball with 5 kids at the same time. They said, but for spread out activities or outdoor mask guidance for unvaccinated people, small groups allow for those kids to be unvaccinated. And what we really are trying to do is ensure that all these kids have a really good camp experience and keep the camps open without any outbreaks. Okay, so what people want to know is, what's really the scoop here with kids? How worried should we be with kids? Well, I'm going to be honest with you. Up until now, the data has shown that kids are not as affected severely as adults. If they do, we don't know the true number of cases in kids because most parents don't take their kids to get tested if it's mild. I've asked parents too, like, my kid won't let that thing go up their nose or do the saliva test or whatever, so no, not happening. So I do think we have an underrepresentation in numbers of kids, but in terms of hospitalizations and death, thank the Lord, they're a lot less than they could be. So kids are at lower risk. Where this gets tricky, and the reason why you don't see a lot of people, you know, pooping or getting off the pot, is because of the long-term effects of this virus. And I have no idea if my boys, if they get this virus, that this virus will hide out in their brain and cause damage or hide out and cause cancer. We don't know. We're hoping it doesn't. We're hoping it acts like the typical cold. But unfortunately, when you start to hear of these people with long COVID or getting clots or having neurological issues or having psychological issues, you start to go, wait a second, what the heck is this thing? So do I want children to get this on purpose like chicken pox? No. I still don't trust it. But at some point, you have to poop or get off the pot. And a kid cannot run around with a mask. You know, I tried to sleep with a mask on. I'm doing a little scientific experiment on how dirty our masks are. And so I tried to sleep, take a nap with my mask on. I couldn't do it. My body immediately detected that I was getting less oxygen. And I'm like, I'm not going to subject my body to this. And I took off the mask. You are not breathing the same degree that you need to. Even if your pulse oximeter is fine, you're just not getting the air you need. I've worked out in a mask. It's not that easy. I do it. It's doable, but it's not ideal. And when we're talking about kids, we do want ideal. So if they're going to be running around camp, they need to be able to breathe. You know, we don't want the mask running around their face. We don't want, you know, if the kids jump in the lake or they get splashed in the lake or they, it's, you know, now, I might want them to wear a nose plug for, so they don't get the amoebas in these warm water lakes during the summer. But, the masks are not going to be kept clean. So one thing I'm studying right now, small study, is these masks that we're putting on and we're using, if they're not fresh, what are we actually exposing our face to? So I swabbed them. They're currently growing, incubating right now. And once they grow to the degree where we could see them with the naked eye, because they have to grow to a certain amount, the bacteria, we'll be able to see what one swab had of the mask, and we'll see what could be exposed to your face on a microscopic level. So, you know, when you hear people say, well, gosh, why are the kids wearing masks? Why are we still separating the kids? It's because we still have that unknown. There's still that unknown of this virus could be deadly down the road. We hope it's not. Well, the virus has been around now for about a year, year and a half. We have it maybe if China, you know, did leak it the summer of 2019, almost 2 years. So, but we haven't really, thank God, seen that sort of data. But then again, nobody's really been looking for it or studying it. It might take years for us to realize what the long-term effects of a COVID exposure could be. And that is why public health officials are erring on the side of caution. The problem is these, if they are being overly protective, our kids aren't learning. Our kids are gaining weight. Our kids are getting headaches. Their sleep is off. These kids are not doing well, not being around others. And they're not getting their immune system primed with regular colds and other things. They're being kept in a bubble. And I don't think that's healthy. So that's why I'm on the side of letting them get back to school. But if anybody is sick, keep them away from each other and try not to purposely get your kid exposed. Would I support the vaccine in kids if it's safe? Absolutely. If the vaccine is safe in kids, but not until I know that it's been studied thoroughly. I don't think we should start giving the shot until we know that it's had the clinical trials and we've seen what it does. Now, again, that same premise exists then for the shot. Well, if we don't know what the virus does, then how do you convince me that the shot isn't going to do something long term? Well, if what we're being told is right, what's being injected into the person to make those spike proteins are supposed to disintegrate and dissolve and not be of long-term consequence in the body shortly after the immune system is primed. If what they tell us is true, no, I don't think the mRNA technology should hurt a kid. But if we're not given all the information, yeah, that question will sit in the back of my head. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Attention real estate investors, do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the CDC is concerned about a California variant causing more severe illness. There's a new report that was issued today, and it reveals yesterday, actually, that a variant of COVID-19 first identified in California may more frequently cause serious disease than other variants and could weaken antibody treatments. The B1427-1429 variant was identified in California in December, and we talked about this, where it was homegrown. And it went on to become the predominant variant in the state, according to the New York Times. And it has spread to many states across the country. Now, the report documents analysis by the Colorado Department of Public Health looking at cases between January 4th and March 20th in Colorado. And they found the strain went from making 3-4% of the cases late January to 20-22% of the cases in early March. Now, the reason why they have two names is they're two different lineages, the B1427 and the B129. They're strains that are closely associated, and they were born on the West Coast. And this B1427-1429 is associated with now 20% increased transmission. Now, in comparison, the B117 variant, which is the UK variant, has about 50% increased transmission. So, luckily, it doesn't look as bad, but it does mean that what is American-made doesn't always pale in comparison to others. It can still pack a punch. Now, California had some major, major issues. We don't know if this was the most dominant strain when California had to continue their lockdowns, but California now is doing fairly well. They've been vaccinating more. They're ready to open back up. And so there is then some sort of signal that maybe our current vaccine regimen can fight against this B1427-1429 California strain. They say of 211 patients with symptom information, this was collected by Colorado, 91% were symptomatic, 14% hospitalized, 2% died. 7 people, or 2%, had vaccine breakthrough cases. So still fairly good numbers. So right now, they are concerned that this might be resistant to the monoclonal antibody therapy, bamlanivimab. And I apologize if I don't pronounce it as smoothly as others, is a monoclonal antibody therapy to, until you get your antibodies, it basically puts antibodies in there that'll help block the virus from doing what it wants to do. And they did find that there were some issues, some resistance to a monoclonal antibody. So, you know, one story, which is interesting, said maybe this California variant helped the state because it wouldn't let the UK variant that's been causing this huge surge in Michigan and possibly Oregon affect California to that degree. So this California variant might have actually protected Californians. So it's an interesting thought. So, yeah, we don't want to make new variants. But if we make new variants that actually turn around and protect us, that could be pretty darn cool. All right. Now, what's going on in Brazil? Oh, boy. Brazil, it's tough. They said COVID-19 has caused 1 in 3 deaths in Brazil so far this year. So 1/3 of all people who have died in Brazil died because of COVID. And that's since 2021. We're not even counting 2020. According to Brazil's National Civil Registry, 615,000 deaths were reported between January 1st and April 30th. Of those, 208,000 were COVID-related, which means it's 33.9% of the nation's total. So they have their own strain, plus some others, and the P1 strain is vicious. They say that it has claimed more lives in the past 4 months than all of 2020 even. They said 78,000 people in Brazil were killed by the virus last month alone. So it's going up. Now, Brazil does have a robust immunization program. But the rollout of the vaccines have been slow because there were some issues. There were some supply shortages, some delays. But the AstraZeneca issue with the possible clot link. Remember, their main vaccine is the AstraZeneca. And then they used the Chinese Sinovac. And I believe the Chinese Sinovac didn't have as much either enthusiasm or results. And so at this point with Brazil, less than 10% of the population has been vaccinated. So I believe the government of the president, Jair Bolsonaro, is being criticized. I think people want to recall him, and I'm not sure what's going on with that. But what is concerning in Brazil is babies are dying of COVID-19. They say 1,300 babies have died from COVID-19 in Brazil. They say one doctor had refused to test a one-year-old for COVID, saying his symptoms did not fit the profile for the virus. We hear that in America a lot. Yeah, they didn't want to swab my kid because they said his symptoms didn't look like COVID. I go, anything is COVID. Sneezing, coughing. I hear that in America all the time. His symptoms did not fit the profile of the virus. Well, 2 months later, the one-year-old died of complications from the disease. So I get very frustrated when I hear a doctor say they don't want to test for COVID. A lot of kids aren't getting tested in America. So basically, the mom had used fertility treatments, actually after failing fertility treatments. Mom is a teacher, and Jessica Ricarte gave birth to Lucas. She said his name comes from Luminous. He's the light of her life. Showed his happiness much more than we could imagine. She suspected something was wrong because he's always a good eater and he lost his appetite. So she thought it was teaching. And the godmother thought maybe it was a sore throat because he's a nurse. But then he got a fever, then fatigue, and had labored breathing. Jessica took him to the hospital and asked him to be tested for COVID. The doctor put on the pulse oximeter. His levels were 86%, which is not good. And the doctor said, don't worry, there's no need for a COVID test. It's probably just a minor sore throat. Because at the time, he wasn't feverish. Are you kidding me? So he went home with antibiotics. Tiredness remained. Symptoms got worse. And unfortunately, he later died. So this virus that we're seeing in Brazil is apparently affecting children up to 6 weeks after they were infected. It could be weeks after. And it's acting a little differently than what we're seeing in America. Now, we would know more if we tested more kids, but we're not. And so a lot of these kids that do get better on their own, we'll never know. But unfortunately, this one didn't. And so I'm very, very frustrated. Apparently, the kid was in the ICU for about 33 days. And to be misdiagnosed when the testing is there, it's just completely wrong. So between February 2020 and March of 2021, they say COVID-19 killed 852 of Brazilians' children up to the age of 9, including 518 babies. So we now have a virus that can affect babies. We don't have a vaccine that you can give to babies. AstraZeneca vaccine, the Chinese vaccine, I think it's only good for those 18 on up. So we're now going to possibly have to look at infant vaccination for this. This P1 variant, called the Manaus in northern Brazil variant, is thought to be much more contagious. Twice the number of people died last month than in any other month of the pandemic. Now, India has different variants. With India, their variants, they have the B1617. They call it a double mutant, but it actually has about 13 mutations, 7 of which involve the spike protein. But there's 2 notable mutations, the L452R and the E484Q, that are known to allow it to be more infectious. And so the E484K is similar to what we see in South Africa and the Brazilian variants. So that's why we think the Indian variant is becoming very deadly and quickly spreading. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.